Okay, we are finishing off Mirat Hashem, Simen Kuf Lamed Hey. We're up to Yud Beis. Ir Shekula Kohanim. So you have a city that everyone's a Kohen. The Katz family is the sole occupants of the city. Im Yesh Yisrael Echad Beinehem. Oh, but they have one guy, Schwartz, who's a Yisrael who lives amongst them. So Os Yisrael Koyer Rishon. Now, out. Counterintuitively, as it would seem, the Yisrael is the one who gets called up first. Why? Mipnei Darche Shalom. As we're going to explain, this will keep peace between the all remaining Kohanim. V'chol she'ein behem Yisrael kedei sipukam. And let's say you don't have enough Yisrael to finish out the seven Aliyahs. O she'ein sham Yisrael kol, or there's no Yisrael at all. Kari koin achar koin. In that case, you could just call one coin right after the other. She'ein sham mishum pugam. There's no concern of a blemished lineage when you're doing this. Shahakol yodim. Everyone knows. Everyone understands. She'ein sham ele kohanim. That this city is just where the Katzes live, and they're the only ones who live here. V'hu hadin le'ir shekula levim. Same thing would be if you have a city where they're all levim. Everyone's last name is Siegel, right? Siegel stands for Sagan Levium, right? That's the Siegel, and Kat stands for Kohen Tzedek. So that's why I picked those two names specifically. Comes along the Mishnah now, Mem Gimel Shekula Kohen. Everyone's a Kohen. Hainidavke Kishain Sham Gamkin Levi Klal. There are no. This is talking about specifically in a case where there isn't a Levi at all. Shein Yechon Lehiskayim Kaseder Shetigne Chazal. You're not able to do the order that we've talked about so many times of Kohen Levi Israel. Va'al Kain Tov L'Shamas B'nei Shalom. So therefore, since you can't do it, we're going to make a change in order to keep peace there. Meaning, well, this is the case where the Israel is getting called up first because there is no Levi. Aval Im Yesh Sham od Levi echad. But if there would be one Levi there, so then you would do the following: Yikru Kaseder Hamishnah Kohen Levi Yisrael. You would call up the one of the many Kohanim. You'd call up the one Levi, and you'd call up the one Yisrael. V'achakach as a shara kru Kohanim. Then call up the rest of them as Kohanim. We had this ma'isa in the shul. It was a blizzard, and we had exactly 10 people, and we had one Kohen. What was it? One Kohen. I think. Five Levium and four Yisraelim. That was it, right? One Kohen, five Levium, and four Yisraelim. And this is what we had to do. We went through the Seder correctly, and then we called up the rest of them. Okay, Memdal Yisrael Echa Benehem. You have one Yisrael. Aval Im Yesh Shnei Yisraelim. But if there's two Yisraelim, then Kol Shechen Yosef. And certainly, if you have more than that. Who bichlal mashakos of shulchan orach acher kach she'im behem Yisrael kadei sipukam. This is what the Mishnah, I'm not saying what the Mechaber was talking about when you said you don't have enough Yisraelim. V'alkein, therefore yikra koin b'techila, you call up the coin first. V'gam yikra hakoin b'makom levi, you call him up for the second ali as well. And then v'acher kach yikra Yisraelim, you call up the Yisraelim. V'yeser halios yashlimu b'kohanim. Then the remaining alios will be given over to Kohanim. The Im Yesh Shnei Levim or Shnei Yisrael, and if you have two and two, Kori Kohen Levi Yisrael, you go in order of the cycle. The Achrakach Od Kohen Levi Yisrael, and then you repeat the cycle a second time, as we saw in the previous Shirim. The Kohen Kori Shvi, and you'll call him up as the seventh one. The Chol Shekin Yester Aliyos Ha Nosafos, and certainly if you do the same thing, the rest of the Kohanim would take the remaining Aliyos as well. Once you've already gone through the cycle two complete times. Mem Hey. Darkei Shalom, because you want there to be peace. Everyone's going to say, Lama ata kari rishon yosem imeni. Why do you get to be called up first? Right? V'hu hadin kishish rak levi echa bi'ir shekula kohanim. If you had one levi, the levi would get called up first, and then the kohanim take all the remaining aliyahs. Osa levi kari rishon mehai time. For the same reason, that's why you'd call the levi or the Yisrael if they're the only one. Im ein sham ele kohanim ulevim. If you don't have any Yisraelim, then yikra kohen achar kohen behefsik levi bein asayim. So you call kohen after coin with the Levi in between, Kohen Jehu Ovil, if he's an Avelis, Ve'ein Kohen Achim Bebesa Knesses, and you don't have another Kohen there to take the Aliyah, so B'Shabbos Mutlu Krol Kohen. In that case, on Shabbos you're allowed to, because we don't want any Avelis before Hesia. And if he would not take the Aliyah, well, they say, why not? Why isn't he taking it? Oh, he's an Ovil. Okay, so that'd be a problem. Shloye Nire Kavelis before Hesia, V'chol Lo Yale, but on a weekday, he should not get an Aliyah, because there is no Svara of in a Velas before Hesia on a weekday, so we tell him just to step outside. But Avil also be Divrei Torah, because he's not allowed to. What you see here clearly from this, the context, is that getting an Aliyah is a method. The Rav developed this theme of Talmud Torah Barabim. The Aliyah is a learning experience. Mikol Malkum, nevertheless, Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos, Yosei Tov, Sheitzim, Mitzchilim, and Beis HaKnesses. This is a discussion over here. What does it mean to go out? Really, you probably should go out before they take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron, but really, technically, if he goes out before the actual start the reading, then that would be okay as well. Vayikru Yisroel Levi b'makom kohen. Then you have the Levi Yisroel would fill his place. Okay, now it's fascinating. Here's something interesting. In Yud Gimel, there is no Mishnah Berurahs because it's just basically a statement referencing where else you're going to find these halachas. So back in the, on top, in Sif, Yud Gimel, Im Katan Kore B'Torah B'Tzibur, are you allowed to have a Katan read the Torah in public? I remember the first time I saw this at a Hillel Yeshiva Shabbaton. I was surprised. It jarred my Ashkenazic upbringing, but I did see this. Okay, but the Kenneth Katan, so we'll tell you later on, that's going to be in Simon Reish Pei Beis, Vim Ein Koin Ela Suma. Osh ain't a bucky, and the only coin is someone who's blind or he doesn't know how, he's not a bucky. That's going to be in Simon Kuf Lamites. It's fascinating. I don't think you find this too often. We're just, he references where you'll find these halachas, but okay. Now we continue with Yud Dalet, the last sif in this Simon. B'nei Adam HaChavushim V'Beis HaSurim. So people who are unfortunately in jail, Ein Mavin Etzlam Sefer Torah. We don't bring a Sefer Torah to them. Afid B'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Even on the Yom Neroyim, we would not bring them a Sefer Torah. Haggah comes along the Ramah and says, behind this is talking Davka in a specific case, B'Shas Kriya Levat, just for the actual Kriya Satorah. Aval Im Mechinim Lo Sefer Torah, Yom Yamayim Koidim. But if they've prepared already a Sefer Torah in the Beis Asurim a day or two in advance, then Mutter would be allowed to do that. Vim Hu Adam Choshev, it's an important, distinguished individual, B'chol in Yinshar. It's permitted in all cases. Okay, now Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Vav Hachavushim Bebeis Asurim, someone who's in jail, unfortunately. V'huadin Lechole, somebody who's in the hospital, and they will not have a Sefer Torah there. V'yesh Cholkin Bechose, some argue and say Kevin Danusim Heim Sinten Onus, and it's beyond their control. But right, then you would need to. V'parsha Zochor Shuto Raisa B'Vaday Yesh Lahakel, certainly in a again. What's it called? We said many times that Parshas Zohar is the Kriya Sator, which is Deraisa. Veshed Hu Adin Gam Parshas Parents. That's a Machlokas, so then maybe that would apply as well if he brings down in the Shar HaTzion. That's the opinion of the Chai Adam. Mem Zayin. Ein Mavien, you don't bring it. Kedeg Likros. Bo Basara. The Hatam reason is Shazilzuhu the Sefer Torah, Laholicha, Elanoshim Tzrichon Law. That you bring the Sefer Torah to the people? That's not how it works. The people go to the Sefer Torah. Ki Kvoda, Sheyelcha, Anashim Eilah. Really, the covet is that you go to the Sefer Torah. That's what people don't realize, actually. But sometimes when people are taking the Sefer Torah out of the Arn and they're walking around, really, it's best to go directly up to the Amud. But sometimes when they're walking around, whoever the Chazan is holding Sefer Torah, sometimes he will divert his path to walk over to a person to let them kiss the Sefer Torah. That's really not proper. The more proper practice would be for the person should move to the Sefer Torah, as you see here from the Mishnah Berurah. Va'ayin bebir halacha, shekasavnu dedav, kekashen shamasaram, there's not 10. Avakajesha sarah chavushim mutter. If you'd have a minion of people there, Nebuch, you'd have a minion in jail, so then that would be allowed. Memches, afidu Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, in even on Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, masha hochim beis ekenesis, minion anoshim le'ezeh beis bayis, Minoisim Sefer Torah Imam Kedeli Krosham. He says, and the people had this minion that they minhag of leaving and making like a breakaway minion in a home or something on Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur because they want to get aliyahs. So like he says very strongly, Vadai Eino Nachon. This is not correct to make breakaway minyanim on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Now even we down the kaps zechus. Why are they doing this? To ha'ef shalhem lishma hakriya basic anesis. They could hear it. Yesh mitzadadin aleihem zechus. What's the positive way of looking at it? Everyone wants to get an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You may have been. This is not, even though it's a noble intentions, this is not a sufficient enough reason to take a Sefer Torah out of the shul. Ubefrat, specifically, Yom Neroyim Shaminig Lim Kor Mitzvos, when they sell the aliyahs, so now by diminishing the people in shul, you're going to diminish the amount that's going to go to tzedakah. Al pi roiv gormim bezeh hefsed lach nosois shel tzedakah. This is causing a loss to the shuls. Right. So then, let's say one second. Well, no, we'll sell the aliyahs in our breakaway minion. We're going to make our own private thing, and we're going to sell the aliyahs, and the money's going to go back to the shul. So the mistabra she'ein lahachmir b'zeh. Then you wouldn't probably not be so strict on this. Mikol makom atoyv imyuchu likvoa sham makom l'sefer Torah al eizes man katzar kidlakame. It'd be better if you're going to be taking them out. You should have that. And this is the whole a discussion in the posting about how many times do you have to read from a Sefer Torah? Does it have to be three times once you're taking it out of a shul? Okay, Mem Test. This is going on the line in the in the Ramah, where if they've prepared the Sefer Torah a day or two in advance of the jail, v'achronim hiskimu, they agree, duhu hadin im heichin mokom l'sefer Torah ba'osa yom shehemunach sham yom o yamayim d'shapir dami. If you would have an aron, you have a place for it, then that's okay. B'vad she'aniche ha sham b'mokom he shehichin koidim zman akriya, that it's placed there before the actual time of the Kriya Torah. V'shas akriya yotzi'ena ve'yikra bo v'achrikin yachizvin l'sham. You take it out of the aron, you put it back when the times of, you know, this happens many times when you like make a minyan in a hotel, like a Shabbaton or something like this. This came up many times during the COVID minyan, and we're outdoors, people's backyards, stuff like that. To have an aron, the az ain't minkar sheheva also haisa litzarech kriya bilvad. Therefore, it's not so recognizable. You're just bringing a sefer Torah there for the purpose of reading. El shikava dirasa bekan laosazman. Meaning, this is the place where it is. Nun imhu adam choshev, if it's a choshev, a person, and he needs a sefer Torah for to reading, wrote something as follows: Gadol b'Torah, great person. The adrab fakert haTorah misaleis aydei anashim gedolim v'lav zilzal etzla. There's stories of when bringing of making minyanim for gedolim in hospitals and stuff like that. That is not considered to be a zilzal fakert. It's considered to be a kavod. I'm sefer shemin hamar. For a choshev, a person, even it's beyond, and it's not a case where it's an onus, then it's permitted. Some are machmir this, v'tov shiachin makom. So therefore, it'd be better to prepare a place for it, have an aron there where the sefer Torah will be stored while they're doing the kriyas Torah. And then the last part, nun aleph bechol inyan shari, it's allowed. Hainu afidu bli hachanus makom. Even if you would not have a aron for it, sometimes they just like wrap it in a talus and put it down on a table, something like that. But the Ramah says clearly that this is mutter in the case of an adam choshuv. Okay, that concludes Simin Kuf Lamed Hei.